SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says today's domestic violence national cabinet meeting must come up with solutions. Five people injured in a London sword attack. And in football, Melbourne City's top scorer announces his departure from the club. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says today's National Cabinet meeting, which is set to focus on domestic violence, must come up with solutions on varying timeframes. Mr. Albanese will meet with state and territory leaders to discuss what can be done to stem a rising tide of high-profile deaths of women and growing demand for action. Mr. Albanese says state leaders will report to the meeting over action taken in their states. He has flagged concerns about material available on the internet, which he says could contribute towards violence against women, a concern also raised by federal opposition leader Peter Dutton. Mr. Albanese says there must be a balance between things that can be done now and longer-term measures.
We need to acknowledge that this is an issue which is long-term, does require attitudinal change, requires a whole range of measures, but we also need practical, immediate measures and responses as well. And I look forward to a constructive discussion.
A 36-year-old man armed with a longsword has been arrested by London police after allegedly injuring five people. Reports say the attack occurred early on Tuesday in London's northwest, with authorities saying there were also claims a man had driven a car into a nearby house. Ambulance services arrived at the scene and treated all those who had suffered injuries from the attacks. They were then transferred to nearby hospitals. Authorities say they do not believe the incident is related to terrorism. The partner of Brittany Higgins, David Shiraz, says he can no longer afford to contest the defamation lawsuit brought against him by Liberal Senator Linda Reynolds. His decision comes after Ms. Higgins' failure to convince the court her own case should be delayed due to her ongoing mental health issues. The former defence minister has taken both Mr. Shiraz and Ms. Higgins to court over a series of social media posts which she claims to have damaged her reputation. In a post on social media platform X, Mr. Shiraz has said Ms. Reynolds has not agreed to mediation with Ms. Higgins. He says he is not in a financial position to carry on with the trial and will appeal to settle. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed his forces will invade Rafah despite ongoing negotiations for a ceasefire agreement. Mr. Netanyahu has said his forces are prepared to launch their offensive into the southern Gaza region to eliminate the remaining Hamas forces and secure the release of the Israeli hostages captured in the October 7 raids. It comes following reports that Israel would not be sending a representative to Cairo for the ongoing ceasefire negotiations with Hamas until it has received an official response to its latest proposal. The Commissioner General for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Philippe Lazzarini, says the potential of an Israeli attack is causing severe mental health issues to the people in Rafah.
There is an extraordinary deep anxiety prevailing right now in Gaza, because the question everybody asks is whether, yes or not, there will be a military offensive. And the likelihood of a military offensive will all depend whether or not a ceasefire deal will be reached this week. Just to let you know that people have not yet been asked to evacuate from Rafah.
And in football, Melbourne City star striker and one of the top scorers in the A-League men's history, Jamie McLaren, has announced his decision to depart from the club at the end of the season. McLaren has been with the Citizens since 2019 after returning from a short stint in Europe. The 30-year-old has scored over 150 goals in the A-League and 11 in his 32 appearances with the Socceroos. He says he can walk away from the club with a sense of pride for his achievements.
It means a lot, it really does, to show that I've had such an impact. You know, I go day to day just trying to be my best and try and show my teammates that I can give my all and show the fans that every minute that I play on the pitch, I'm giving everything. And to show that I'm getting this back is a huge honour, and my family are very grateful. And yeah, you don't realise what you have until it's gone, and that's something that I'll hold cherishedly with this club.
Melbourne City take on local rivals Melbourne Victory on Sunday in what could be McLaren's final game for the club. And that's all the latest headlines from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stewart.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.